At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I am Kevin Walsh. We are here on Sports Grid. And very appropriately, as Jazz Chisholm hits his first home run as a New York Yankee, the man who brought to you the news that the Yankees and the Marlins were talking joins us right now. That is, of course, Craig Mish, who you can catch every day here on Newswire. Craig, it is, I am sure, as busy a time of year that you have, so I appreciate you making some time on a Monday night.
Of course. I mean, this is, you know, it's an interesting time always for baseball. I mean, people love transactions in sports, Kevin. And, you know, similar, I think, to the NBA in a way, you have people that are like coming out of the woodwork talking about Major League Baseball trades that probably have not watched any baseball all season long. I always find that interesting.
Yeah, I will tell you this, Craig. I am going to wildly overreact to everything Jazz Chisholm does, because truly, like, I am a Yankee fan. I don't hide that. And this is the one, like, the Yankees have not had a player who is super cool in, let's just call it, a very long time. You know Jazz Chisholm well, being within the East Coast. You know the Yankees well. I don't think I am. Oh, Jazz Chisholm has a energy, aura, whatever you will call it, that I genuinely do believe is much, much needed for this Yankees team, roster, lineup, overall.
It's very hard to say. I've known Jazz for several years now, since he's come up since 2020, and both on a personal level a little bit, a professional level, without a doubt. I think maybe, you know, Jazz in the media, I mean, was I his go-to guy? I don't know that that's fair, but we definitely had a really good working relationship when he was playing with the Marlins. And with Jazz, he's been, Kevin, always super popular. There's no denying that, but he hasn't been on the field that much over the last few years. This is the first season that he's really been able to put it all together. And I think he would tell you the same thing. Some of his injuries were a little bit freakish and odd, and that just happens to athletes. It's happened to Jazz. Injecting him into a pennant race, he was in one last year with Miami. I think people forgot that too. I do think he'll respond well to New York. I think he'll do great. I just, the thing with him on the opposite side is, and I'll be very clear about it, is that you got to leave him alone. You're not going to change him. So this idea that he needs to be around some veterans and they're going to, you know, shape him up or ship him out, I mean, it's nonsense. You have to let him be who he is. I learned that as a member of the media. And hopefully Yankees clubhouse, Yankees fans, et cetera, let him be who he is. You'll get the best performance out of him. That's not going to work well, Kevin, for everybody in Major League Baseball or sports. It's not going to. There are going to be people that are not going to like him and the way that he is. And if you try to change him, you're not going to get the best result. Just let it be.
And I'm telling you this, Craig, and I'm glad we got to hit on this a little bit. I don't want to spend all the time talking about this. I'm sure you've talked about it so much. But
a lot.
Not that my Yankee fandom in this aspect matters, but I am not someone that, like, I'd rather them put names on the back of the jerseys and let people grow beards, right? Like, I think all that stuff is weird, and that's why I I love everything you just said, because quite frankly, Jazz being Jazz, I think should have been part of the reason that they made a move like this. But again, we can move off of that. I'm curious right now, again, with this deadline around the corner, I know that, of course, you know, the Marlins beat is where your focus is, but are there other kind of developing stories that you're watching, maybe even hearing about, that you think right now could very well be the big story within the next 48, 72 hours?
I think you're starting to see it a little bit now, Kevin. I think there's a lot of stories to watch. I mean, you have fan bases like Seattle and like Kansas City that really, I mean, Seattle's now made some moves, but the Royals, it's not a popular team, I'm sure, that you talk about a lot at night here, but that's a team that's got to put some, you know, foot on the pedal here. I mean, those Royals fans deserve for that team to add some stuff to that clubhouse. So hopefully that ends up happening. I don't think you're going to see your traditional huge names moved, your Sotos, Machados, Trey Turners. Like, I just don't see those guys being dealt. I think there'll be a lot of extra pieces and a lot of teams jockeying to get better. The one team that I would keep an eye on, I hate to say it here, because again, everybody who knows me here on Sports Grid says we talk too much Yankees and Mets. I do believe that. But the Mets, I think, are now set to make a big move. I think you're going to see them do something significant. Now, it will not be significant like adding a Scherzer or a Verlander or one of those guys back again or anything like that. But I do think that the ownership and the team recognize they have a chance to make the postseason, and I think that they're going to add players.
Let me then take a chance to not give you Yankees or Mets. The Guardians are a team I know you've said we don't talk enough about. They just traded for Lane Thomas. You look at this team, they're sat here 63-42. They, at the moment, have the best record in the American League. You hear they make a move like Lane Thomas. Do you think that this is a Guardians team that by the time we're getting to postseason baseball, we really view as a team that is actually live to win the American League?
That's a great question, and I have a really good answer. They're all live, Kevin. We sat here last year, if you asked me to come on the show, and you were working at night, and it was 7:08 Eastern, a couple of days before the deadline. And I would have said, Kevin, here's what's going to happen. It's going to be the Texas Rangers and Arizona Diamondbacks. You would have said, all right, Craig, thanks for coming on. You would have clicked the off button with me and said, this guy, I mean, I don't know how he has a gig here at Sports Grid. He doesn't know what he's talking about. It's a tournament. Major League Baseball has turned the postseason into a tournament. And it's great. I got no beef with it whatsoever. But when they've added these extra wild card teams, you're leaving more than a crack in the door for one of these teams to break through. That's why the Mets, the Guardians, the Orioles, the Royals, everybody's got to go for it to some degree, because you never know, you could be there in the end. As far as Cleveland is concerned, can they win the World Series? Yes. Could they get bounced in the first round or whenever they play? Second round, I guess, because they won't have to play wild card. Absolutely, they could get bounced too. But that's a very sharp organization. They always do things the right way, low payroll or not. They do a great job in player development, both on the hitting side and pitching side. Lane Thomas, in a deep run for the postseason, will strike fear into the hearts of left-handed pitching. He's fantastic against left-handed pitching, as Sam, our producer, knows. So that's the main reason I think Cleveland acquired him. They have some really strong left-handed hitters, Naylor and company, Kwan. I think they needed a righty to go along with that.
I'm curious, Craig, and it's funny, I now feel a challenge to go to the off-the-beaten-path teams, but also the stories are where they are. And the Atlanta Braves lost Ozzie Albies as soon as we came out of the break, and now there was the Ronaldo Lopez scare. They said the MRI was clean. And again, you know it super well. A few years ago, what they did at the deadline led to a World Series. You have major expectations for, I guess it's all relative, right? I know you said we're not supposed to get a megastar traded, but do you think Atlanta's going to be really especially aggressive over the next few days?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've had conversations about this team before. I don't know about super aggressive. I think they probably are, again, or another team that owes it to the clubhouse to try. But in fairness to the Braves, I hate to say it, Kevin, but in fairness to the Braves, I simply don't know how you can overcome losing arguably the best pitcher in the National League, the best hitter in the National League, your second baseman, another starting pitcher. I think they're going to try, but is this the season, if you're the Braves, to go all in? I don't think so. I think that they'll try to stay above water and they'll try to fight to the end. But if I'm the Braves and I'm sitting back, sometimes it's just not your year. And I just don't know that the Braves can make a deep postseason run with all of these injuries that they have. They don't have the most injuries in the league, Kevin, but I think they have the most significant injuries of any team that's going to qualify potentially for the postseason.
I mean, again, just to drive home what Craig just said, the favorites to win NL Cy Young and NL MVP were both Atlanta Braves and haven't played baseball for this team since May? What was it, April, when Acuña went down?
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I mean, it's a great point. Again, Craig, I appreciate you making some time. Best of luck with everything that's going to happen again over the next few days there. Make sure everybody tunes in to Newswire as well, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on Sports Grid. Craig, we appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having me. No problem.
All right. Great stuff there again from Craig Mish, who I did, by the way, I was told from behind the scenes, Craig, more open to the idea of Paul Skenes to win NL Cy Young. Very exciting. Goes later tonight. We'll be keeping tabs on that as well. We're live here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're live with you right here on Sports Grid. Game time decisions quickly on your baseball board. Not much new to get to just yet. We have Guardians 3-0. We have Yankees 3-0. Now we have Mets, Twins with a 1-0 Minnesota here. Byron Buxton puts an RBI on the board. We've got our guy Coach James Young here joining us for about 15 or so minutes just to talk some basketball. And, Joe, I want to start just because there's more to get to probably with the men's side of it. Tomorrow morning we have games. We've seen everybody play a game so far. But firstly, great to have you. Looking sharp, seeing things a little clearer on a Monday night?
As I'll say, as Coach Young gets closer to 48, the vision's starting to go a little bit. So trying to look a little bit more distinguished, I would say, with the glasses on tonight.
Fair enough, JY. Listen, certainly looking good. I think people have often said you and I do look similar, and only enforcing that a little bit more here with the glasses. All right, so let's start with this. Team USA, I think of all the top teams, nobody looked better, right? Canada, not a nail biter, but a really tough one against Greece. France, they covered, but I didn't think they were overwhelming against Brazil. Team USA just separated as that game went on against Serbia, who was set to be their toughest test inside this group. What was your big takeaway from that game, and is there anything that carries over from now betting this team moving forward?
It's like if we had like Olympic Melo, is there like Olympic Durant? Because how a guy could not play in any of the exhibition games to show up and show out the way Kevin Durant, and particularly shooting the ball from three. And this is something that, let's be honest, Kevin, you and I have talked about when he was with Phoenix about like KD's got to be more of a guy that's willing to take that 3-point shot. Obviously, he was absolutely fantastic. And you know, one of my concerns with the USA is perimeter shooting at times, because we have scores, do we have shooters? But Booker gives you 4 threes. Holiday gives you 3 threes. Steph gives you 3 threes. You know, obviously we saw what we got out of Durant. So if they're able to shoot the ball from three, they're lights out. Because now what you do is, now you're getting LeBron James, who could space the floor. By the way, shout out to Steve Kerr, you and I talked about this on Saturday. I said I want to see LeBron as a four. Ding, ding, ding. LeBron as a four. How you doing? Obviously was fantastic, 21-9-7. So when you space the floor and you give LeBron guys who can shoot the ball, Kevin, he is unstoppable, because if you load up on him, he's going to find open shooters, but you got to contain the shooters so he gets downhill and he scores.
Yeah, I mean, the LeBron formula has never not worked in his entire two decades of playing basketball. Coach, I know you and I were able to talk a little bit earlier today off air just about who's going to lead Team USA in scoring. And I know before everything got underway, you felt it would be LeBron James. He finished just behind Kevin Durant, but that was Kevin Durant's first game. I'm really, where are you right now on any of these Team USA markets? I know that next game is Wednesday, so we have a little bit of time, but is there anything from game one to game two, whether that be tournament long or props wise, that you're looking to bet?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm not moving off of LeBron being the leading scorer. Because the ball is going to be in his hands. I also think LeBron's going to lead the team in assists because he's going to be the facilitator of sorts because of his ability to stretch and get downhill. When we talk about, and I don't know if we're going to talk tomorrow, but when we talk about South Sudan, folks, maybe I'm crazy. I think they're going to kick the snot out of him early. I think if I'm Steve Kerr, I lower the boom early. I love the USA minus the points in the first quarter. I think that they're going to absolutely be ready for this team a little bit better. There's going to be a little bit more switchability involved. And when Kevin and I talked about this earlier, styles make fights, right? So this whole thing about, you know, playing time and Tatum and all that stuff, I think Tatum is going to play a more pivotal role in this second game. Because I feel like you're going to have to play more because if you're going to switch like we do, I think there's going to be more opportunities for a guy like Tatum. So let's see when his points prop comes out, when it comes out. I think Ant's going to be pretty good at 12.5. And then I'm looking at the rebounds. I really think we're going to get a big rebounding game by Anthony Davis. 8-plus rebounds is minus 145 on FanDuel. Do shop around. You may be able to get a better number in other books. But this is a guy that's going to have to play more, and B may not be as effective because of the five-out style of play of South Sudan. So when you start looking at these games and the props, look at how teams match up with each other for the U.S. because Steve Kerr has the flexibility to play different ways.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really fun to watch. Certainly those numbers develop. There is a long shot that I'm considering to lead Team USA in scoring, and it's a value shot. On what is right now, I think 9-1 Steph Curry. I still think he's going to have a microwave game from beyond the arc, which would give him a chance to close the gap that exists between him and LeBron and him and Kevin Durant. It would be a really tough sell for anyone outside of that trio, I really feel, to crack that. I don't think Anthony Edwards isn't starting. Embiid has not been anywhere near, I think, what Team USA thought he would be here at the Olympics. So for me, Steph is the guy to look at. And I've mentioned, and I did this in game number one, and I'm going to look to be doing this in the games that Team USA plays, but taking Steph for 6-plus threes, which was plus 950 in game one. So use that as your bar in all of the games that they play in this tournament, as long as that number doesn't drop too far. I mean, if it gets to 5-1, then we've really lost a lot of that value. But those are the kind of things that I really want to be keeping tabs on here with Steph Curry, who we know he hit 6-7 threes, a couple of layups, all of a sudden that's a 30-point game. That's a separator there, and you all of a sudden could be getting a great number. I think it's something to keep tabs on here. We're hitting a break. We're going to come back with...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Coach, get a few more thoughts on everyone outside of Team USA, and then back to the women's side of Team USA. A win, a cover, and over is how they began their tournament here at the Olympics. What coach took away, that's next on Sports.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're right here on Sports Grid. Coach, in less than 12 hours, Spain and Greece will play. That's with Giannis Antetokounmpo going as a four-point favorite. Tomorrow's Olympic hoops will also see Canada game number two against Australia, an important one, a six-point favorite. And then Victor Wembanyama and France are 17.5-point favorites against Japan. Anything outside of Team USA that you are going to be betting with the men's basketball Olympics?
Yeah, I'm going to look at Giannis go over 28.5 points. I mean, he was absolutely sensational. The problem is, they ain't got a whole hell of a lot else on that team that can score. So they need to lean on him heavily. So if I think that Greece is going to be in that game or actually win, Giannis has to be absolutely outstanding. Canada-Australia is intriguing. I mean, if you look at Canada, like, they're supposed to be the second-best team in the world. And, you know, they're going to go against a team in Australia that is just – they just find a way to hang around. We're still waiting for Canada to play their best basketball. And then France, Japan, I loved what I saw out of Victor Wembanyama. And I also question what the hell was Brazil or whoever they're playing doing defensively, because I never thought about fronting a 7-4 guy in the low post. I don't know. Doesn't seem to be an effective strategy. Or I'll give you one better. Don't double him at all. The one thing that's apparent is that is his team. He is the leader of the team. I know his points prop is 22.5. I may just go Victor Wembanyama, double-double, Kevin, minus 140.
Hold on, minus 140. He fell short on the rebounds. That's interesting. What's his rebound prop?
His rebound prop is it's 9.5 at minus 128. He's going to get – I mean, so actually that's not even a good bet. I might as well go to rebounds minus 9.5 because the double-double is minus 140. So do your – as Coach just got caught here, where, you know, I guess my glasses didn't work too well. Just make sure you look at all the odds because sometimes they'll try to get you. So, yes, Wembanyama over 9.5 rebounds, Kevin. There you go.
When he gets 9 boards and 10 blocks, Coach is going to be furious. All right, yeah. J.Y., talk to me with the women today. 102-76, they get the win. What stood out to you watching them against Japan?
It's like me and you playing 2-on-2 with Sammy against Sammy Ankowski. I mean, yeah, you want to talk about, in case you don't know, me, Kevin and I are both about 6'4", 6'5". Kostri and Sammy are way shorter than that. But if the way you, it would literally was, they could do whatever the hell they wanted. And it was funny because when I called Kevin like 2 minutes into the game, I'm like, it's Chelsea Gray, man. Get her out the game. She looks terrible. But listen, when you got Asia Wilson and Brianna Stewart cutting it all over the place, that it makes it easy. And here's the thing, folks. I think they had 35 assists to 42 field goals. The ball was moving. But at the end of the day, you have Asia Wilson and Brianna Stewart. Those two are going to give you 40 combined points every single night because they're going to dominate the boards. They play really well together, and they looked really, really good. Concerned about the three-point shooting a little bit, Kev. Happy to see Enescu kind of get going in the second half. They're going to need to shoot the ball better from three. You can see that what Japan was doing is Japan was trying to say, we can't beat you inside. So we're going to play 3-for-2. And it worked early in the game, but it's not going to last for 40 minutes.
I think for me, you know, someone that played Chelsea Gray to lead this team in assists, that couldn't have worked out any better, of course, right? The 13 dimes. I think the funny part of that is, though, I am relying on this team not changing the lineup at any point in this tournament. Sabrina Ionescu, at this point in time, is better than Chelsea Gray. It wasn't true last year. Maybe it wasn't true when they decided on this team. But at this moment, she is better. And you saw she had 5 assists off the bench, but also it's the shooting. watching as much as I could of that. I missed the last like 5 minutes of the game as much as I could. There's a lot of open threes for Chelsea Gray. She took three of them. She missed them all pretty badly, and she passed up on a lot of them. But again, not slandering her 13. I'm just talking about that wager. I think it's going to be really fun to continue to watch them play, though, Coach, throughout this tournament. Appreciated. As always, I'm sure JY will be covering everything going on with the Olympic basketball here as well. JY, enjoy the rest of that Monday, my man.
You are safe with Chelsea Gray. She will be starting.
We'll be right back here. Dave Sarapan joins the show.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's make it happen with you live right here on a Monday night. What's the baseball board look like? It looks like 3-1. Philadelphia trails, but they did get one back due to Trey Turner getting an RBI. It wasn't a fielder's choice. Man, Trey Turner, someone just, every time I see him come across the plate, just had he stayed healthy, could this guy be pushing Ohtani for league MVP? Certainly been brilliant this year. 4-0 right now, the Guardians up on the Detroit Tigers. Jose Ramirez having himself a day. 2-for-2, 2 runs scored with a home run and 2 RBI. He's got 2 extra base hits now in this baseball game as well. I would need a triple and a single if he were to go cycling. We've got scoreless in Cincinnati, Chicago. So that is a nerfy for those who got involved. We have a 1-0 Minnesota lead. So that was another yerfy that did come through on the board. And we had a nerfy in Boston and Seattle. That game is actually still waiting for its first hit in the matchup between Pivetta and, of course, Logan Gilbert. Going for the Mariners. We've got a 7:45 Rangers-Cardinals game here. And then, of course, 8 o'clock, we get a little bit more into the slate. Quickly, I'd love to mention for the people the updated Olympic basketball prices to lead in points, to lead in rebounds, and to lead in assists. But before we do that, let's bring in our good friend Dave Sarapan, who joins us right here on Game Time Decisions. Dave, great to see you. Hat, pristine. Pristine.
You know, I heard you talking to JY. I just saw JY there real quick. That was good. JY, yep. Went with the glasses. I like what you guys are
sure
doing.
Did.
Yeah, like generations apart, but, you know, you could be brothers at some point. That was good to see. I'm excited about the baseball slate, Kevin. I am. This is, you know, the day before the trade deadline. You're excited about Jess. I'm excited that you're excited about Jess.
Well, it's actually kind of funny. I got to talk to Peralta on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and basically, like at the time they had not made the trade, and I was telling him like the Yanks are going to lose the game. They'll lose the series. Yeah. Like, this is all bad.
Yeah.
And they traded then for, I'm dead serious. I don't care if Jazz Chisholm's batting 190. I really don't care. One of the most perfect players they could have traded for.
Mm-hmm.
How many cool players are there in Major League Baseball? Right?
Handful.
Cunha.
Right.
Ellie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jazz Chisholm. Jazz Chisholm is so cool.
Whoa.
That he was on the cover of MLB The Show.
Wow.
Like 2 years into his career while being on the Miami Marlins. They weren't even good.
Yeah.
They weren't even good. They're like, yeah, but this kid rocks. The Yankees don't have a lot of cool guys. Like Judge is a monster.
You said it.
It's true.
It's true.
It's the Yankees have rules that essentially eliminate having cool players. I was told by some people they didn't want Bryce Harper years ago. He doesn't fit. If he doesn't fit, you're the problem, not Bryce Harper. He rocks. He's another cool player in Major League Baseball. Jazz Chisholm is cool. Yankees have someone that's cool. This is awesome, and he's so far been nothing but cool. Did you see him steal third the other night? Top of the ninth, and it made no difference in the game. Oh, I love that. Running up the score. On the Red Sox.
After
this kid's
slid
got
off
something.
Of second base and fell, and he made slipping on second base look cool. to be perfectly honest.
Sure,
he got up and went back to second and then said, all right, this is great. I'm going to steal third when nobody's looking. And he did.
Okay.
So you got one of your guys. I think you're going to have to need to get another guy. I don't want to talk too much Yankees. I don't, you know, we got things to talk about. They're leading the Phillies 3-1. This is the series of the week, at least. A lot of people are calling this what could be the World Series preview. And, you know, you got a big game tonight with Wheeler on the bump for the Phillies, already trailing. It's a big series for the Yankees coming off of the Red Sox series. Start to string a couple together before the deadline. So Giancarlo's back. Giancarlo's not – he's not cool, is he? Come on. Is he cool?
Whoa. He kind of is. I get why people don't like him.
Yeah.
No, can I say this? I think he's my favorite guy to watch hit home runs. He looks so offended when people throw him bad pitches, man. Like he never looks happy to hit a home run. He's like, I can't believe you threw that. I'm gonna have to respectfully hit that ball 420 feet and 120 miles off the bat.
Fair. Okay. You know, yeah.
He's a little cool. But again, like we don't really do cool. Is Paul Skeens cool? Nah, not really.
Not yet.
Cruz kind of cool. McCutcheon was cool.
McCutcheon still is cool.
A little bit of juice.
He's old school cool. He can't do what he did when he was cool that he does now. But he was cool. He was cool in Philadelphia. He went to the Yankees, and he kind of became uncool briefly, to be perfectly honest. Your argument holds water
there.
Sure does. Yeah, fair.
Right? I mean, you know, there was a point in time where that worked, right? Because the Red Sox – you know, back then, right? Manny being Manny, da-da-da-da-da-da. I get it, but, like, it's a new age, man. Let's be cool. Jazz Chisholm is cool. Now, you mentioned a World Series preview.
Yep.
Entertain me.
Yep.
Entertain me.
Yep.
If you were today, give me a vibe, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you think about World Series preview, right? I know last year you had the exacts.
Yep.
Is there something that you would... A little feeling, a little bounce, something pops to you?
We'll wait till tomorrow. We'll see if anybody goes and gets the guy, whomever the guy is.
Right.
Like, I don't know who it is. I heard you and Mish talking about it earlier, and Craig does a great job with the Marlins stuff, and then moving Jazz is probably, what, their biggest move? I don't know. I don't know if there's anyone else. You know, the teams are starting to fill in pieces, right? There was just a trade.
Yeah.
Who got the Nationals guy? Somebody, Cleveland just filled
Guardians.
In a spot, right? Yeah, the Guardians are making moves. I mean, you want to talk about cool. Yankees-Phillies would be cool, but Yankees-Phillies in the exacta prices are the second or third choice. Like, it's Dodgers-Yankees, Yankees-Dodgers, and then it's Phillies-Yankees, Yankees-Phillies. Starting to go through those things, crossing teams off the list, keeping possibilities for teams. I got it right here. I get this from MLB, boys. Of the 30 teams, 22 enter Monday within 5 games of a playoff spot. I mean, within 5 games of a playoff spot, 22 of 30 teams. So I don't know who's making moves. Seattle's making moves. I don't know if I'm getting excited if I've got any Seattle tickets. I don't know if that, you know, a Rosarena, great player to put at the top of the order. Justin Turner, nice veteran to throw maybe in the middle. But am I going to go bet them to win a World Series because of anything they did today? No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I think you mentioned the guy. And, man, I'm telling you, I think Blake Snell's the guy.
Ooh.
And someone today mentioned if Baltimore can get him. Corbin Burns to Blake Snell.
Not bad. Righty, lefty.
Not bad.
Not bad, right? Get him in there.
I mean,
hello. That's gonna.
Yeah. Hey.
That's gonna change. I mean, I don't know if there's a position player that could dictate as much as. And again, everything from my perspective is from decades and years spent in the book. Where would I get a guy to move a number? Where would a guy have to go to get to move a number? The Scherzer speculation. A couple years ago, moved the number. The speculation, let alone he ended up with the Dodgers and it didn't work out. But okay. I don't know if there's a position player that will move the needle, But man, there's a couple pitchers that if you put them in that number two slot behind the ace, and you make it really hard to win a five-game series. Hello, Blake Snell in Baltimore. You wouldn't even have to change the colors. Orange and black. Hello?
Sure.
Right there.
Hey, cleats translate. We'll be right back to Game Time Decisions. We're live on Monday night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back. We're live. We're making it happen. I want to quickly do just some Olympic reset with the people, and then we're going right back to the baseball board, all right? But there's a couple of things, and again, Dave and I have talked about this a lot, but if you're watching the Olympics, awesome. If yes. you're betting the Olympics, we know what you're looking for. You're betting basketball.
Yes.
Okay? And the books know that. That's why they're giving us way more markets in men's five-on-five hoops than anywhere else. So, updated odds to lead this tournament in points, assists, rebounds. Let's just talk this out a little bit here. Let's start with the points. Giannis is the new favorite. He was plus 650. He's down to 3-1. Why? He scored 34 in game one against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who was the favorite at plus 350 and is back to plus 440 because Shai only was able to score 21. We saw Kevin Durant shoot up that board, plus 750. Franz Wagner had a 22-piece for you with Germany. He's in the mix there. 950 on LeBron, 12-1, Victor Wembanyama. Now, of course, with this and why this is super fun is this is not PPG. This is not points per game. It's total points.
Yes, sir.
So the worry on Giannis is how many games of Giannis do you have? They lose to Spain tomorrow. You may only get three. So that means that Giannis can give you 30 points a game, 90 total. Someone should be able to get past that.
Yep.
But if Giannis gets you 120 points, 30 a game in four games, that might be good enough. Someone would have to average 20 points per game over six games. Now, that is certainly touchable, though. It's certainly, certainly touchable.
Yep.
I think for me right now, Dave, I'm a little interested in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's plus 440. I think Canada should play six games.
Okay.
And I think Shea's scoring is the most secure, and I'm now getting an extra dollar from where we were pre-tournament.
Fair. First question to ask when you're looking at this as you're handicapping this, and this is what Kevin and I used to do on Moneyline with Donnie, and we do this kind of every day when we talk. We talk through bets. Maximum number of games played for any team is six, right?
Yep.
Okay. We want to get a guy that's going to play six games if we can. If we don't get the guy that plays six games, we got to get a guy that plays five, ideally. We got to get a guy who's going to have the ball in his hands more than he's not. Okay? So I think, as you talk this through, if you can get SGA at that price and you think they can get to that last game, that's a bet. That's a play.
Well, I think about this too, though, Dave, and this is what I've been going through in my head. All you need is your guy to get to the semis. They'll play in that bronze game. If they lose, pressure's off.
Those points
so
count for
big,
this bet?
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't they, right?
Yeah.
Right? I don't see why they wouldn't.
I would 100% think they would because they're playing for a medal. Those points count. Everything
Correct.
Counts.
Correct.
Absolutely, that Correct. Counts. So that gets us that game that we need. Hello?
And that's the swing. That's the swing. Is even if Giannis gets that fourth game, if he's eliminated in the opening round, Canada gets to the semis.
Right.
Now things have changed a lot. The one thing I will say is, as I'm talking this out, I'm kind of going back and forth myself. Both of these teams play tomorrow. They play big games. Maybe you let it go. Get some results on the board. Even if you get a lesser number, you might get a little bit more clarity, right? Giannis gets upset tomorrow against Spain with Greece. I know you're going to lose some juice, but that might be worth losing a little bit of juice.
What's the number on that game? Is that a realistic proposition?
Four and a half.
Are they favored by?
Very realistic.
Four and a half. Oh, it's very realistic.
Very realistic.
Okay.
Now, right. Canada could lose too, though. Canada's only minus six against Australia. So,
ooh,
both teams are up against the, ooh, you know, up against it a little bit. Here's the difference, though, Dave. Canada plays Spain, double-digit favorite, for their third game, where Greece plays Australia, dog. Not a huge dog, but a dog. So that's kind of even where the swing comes back in. If I may quickly, total assist leader Dennis Schroeder, plus 135, rightfully so. 12 dimes in that opening game. Germany is supposed to certainly make it out of the knockout stage there. Josh Giddey had 8. That's at plus 950. And LeBron had 9 assists. He's at plus 410. Shea had 7 assists, so he's at plus 950. Mm-hmm. I would go, if you made me bet the market, I'd play the Giddey 950.
I had it under my desk here. I had number 2 up on my finger because you were going to bet the second guy on that list. I figured you were coming with LeBron because we killed it yesterday with the discussion about the LeBron so much that I thought, you know, a lot of people were interested in that. That was great. This is surprising to me that he's such a big favorite in this. Is this surprising to you that, like, that's a big disparity between his number, LeBron's number, and then the rest of the numbers?
I think it shows that Germany has earned a lot of respect for what they can do in this tournament. And the idea that Germany, because France hasn't looked great, it wouldn't be stunning if Germany actually won their group. I think that number's going to be real close when Germany plays France.
Okay.
But here's the thing. This is just for people. This stuff moves when we do NBA Finals or NBA Playoff Series breakdowns, right? Remember, we caught the Derek Lively 201 series rebound leader number, which was just insane. This is a similar situation. Quickly for people, rebound leader, Wemby's the new favorite, as he should be, because he had 9 in game 1. Yep. AD stays second choice, plus 330. He had 8. Jokic falls. He only had a 5 or 6 against USA, plus Serbia lost that opening game. Listen, it's not the sexiest thing in the world. I think you are in a position. Click Vic, click AD. If it's not one of those two, it would be surprising for me when it comes to the total rebounds, Dave.
Same. I think it's Wembanyama and then everybody else. I think there's that much of a delineation between them. Just looking at the list. Again, you'd know better than me. We'll see.
I still think it'll be AD because I think he's going to be even better against smaller competition in the next two games. But again, time will tell. Let's talk a little schemes before we let Dave get out of here. Come on now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, update for the people here on a Monday night. Kevin Walsh with Dave Sharapan. Again, tonight's an under 1.5 hits, runs, RBI night for me. So far, so good. Danced around a couple of landmines as well, right? Nick Blastianos is over that number right now. Nimmo touched second in the first inning via a walk and then a base knock, but couldn't do more than that. We've seen Justin Malloy get loose against the Guardians, but we're not on him, right? We're on Realmuto under. We're on Mark Canha under. The one over we did play was on O'Neill Cruz.
Oh.
Do not bet this via my advice.
Oh.
If you have not bet it yet, we had a pitching change with Jake Boss out, Kikuchi. But here's the reality. Nobody cares about who's pitching for the Astros. No. Everybody cares about who was supposed to go for Paul Skenes. Again, you say Kikuchi very well could end up as a Houston Astro sooner than later. And it looks like that deal is done, in fact, from Jeff Passan of ESPN. But again, Dave, Skenes Day on a Monday. What do you think?
I'm excited. It was so overpriced. The overnights, the books are playing defense there. They go overnight with a little bit high, let the rhombuses and the parallelograms take the price down, maybe a limit play or two, and it comes down straight up. The K prop is down from an 8.5 the last 3 starts to 7.5 with the overjuiced. 9-plus Ks, alt Ks is tough to get. 9 is probably the top. So I don't know about that. I did a video today for Newswire talking about it. Number of outs is interesting because I think Houston's going to make him throw a lot of pitches. I'd love to see him get to the seventh like he did the last couple starts. Don't know if he will tonight. So cautiously optimistic. I like the Pirates tonight. I did a little homework because, you know, trying to stay relevant here with you and things like that. In addition to the Steen stuff, obviously, I think he's going to record a win. But how about this? Bobby Witt Jr. has 9 plate appearances, 8 at-bats against Flexen. 5 hits, 1 homer, 1 walk. Bobby Witt over everything. Give you something to look at in the Royals and White Sox, because me and you and maybe Sam are the only people watching it, because everyone else is watching the Olympics.
Yes, they are. I will tell you, there's a couple key things that you said there.
Yes, sir.
Some we won't address. This was the first time I saw a Skeens number that I actually went, I'm on the other side. Just via the number, right?
Yep.
Too strong. Way too strong of a number. And that number's dropping, pitching change, right? It's funny, man, with this Royals-White Sox situation, but, you know, sometimes people say, ah, you know, better to bet dogs. There's got to be someone out there that has just been smashing, no matter the number, money lines against Chicago all year, and it's just been working out for them, right? I mean, this is their second 14-game losing streak.
It's what Wetzel likes to call, and I've heard this used for years in the book, a parlay piece. Every day somebody in some book somewhere or on an app somewhere has said, who are the White Sox playing? Put them in a parlay. Like Carver says, put them with the golf. Absolutely, they're doing it. So there's no question against them has been good. I've been with guys that have bet on a team like that until about now, and they throw up their hands and say, uncle, you know what? It ain't happening. They're not going to win the next game. I've had enough. Please leave me alone. Let's start talking about college football and pro football, please.
Question for you, because you would have a better gate. Okay, they have 27 straight-up victories, right? When getting, what is this? I guess this is covering the run line?
Yeah.
This team is, it says here, 47-61 against the run line?
Fair. Yep.
Is that plus 1.5?
Well, that's, there's,
I mean, that's not bad, though.
2 games or 3 games all season, I think, where they were favored enough to be the minus on the run line. So it's been okay. Plus 1.5 pretty much the whole season.
The whole way? And there's 20 extra wins there with the run line?
Plus 1.5?
See, that's why I don't do the run lines. I don't know if I've bet a run line all year. Maybe once. Maybe once. I probably lost, too.
Basketball. You have.
All right. They say I have. I have. I don't know how I did. Let's make sure Dom Smith didn't get a base knock here. Come on now. We got to got a bob and weave on this slate, Dave.
I got to go. You get Jazz picked off of first base. It wasn't cool.
Well, how
he
cool
was
is
out.
That? How cool is that, man?
What's
getting,
that?
Getting picked off first. I hope that third base coach was like, man, you were supposed to be back a step. And he's like, man, I was going to steal on my own. Better watch it, pal. I'm going next time, too. Attaboy, Jazz. Attaboy, Dave. We'll be back with you here tomorrow on Game Time Decision. Stay locked in. It's In Game Live next on Sports Grid.